Kama Days by the Mishnah, the Rashi's on the second Mishnah. So Rashi has Zarek Man Yam Yabasha, Mikarmelis Vishas Rabim. The Yam is a Carmelis. In the case of here, Yabasha was, we're talking about a case where it was Vishas Rabim. And the Yam was Suino, is Mikarmelis Vishas Yachir. So you can carry from one boat to the other. Metaltham Zulazub, Gemara Park, Pashitha Moras, and Kufalfam Abays, what's the Kiddush in that? Shemukafas, they're next to each other. Smucha Zulazul Kamoy and Makifan Shtechovius, which we had in Bay, was the discussion if you put two barrels together and put something on top of the issue of like, you're making an oil. So the word Makav means to put next to it. As opposed to sometimes the word Makav means to surround. That's what Rashi's coming to explain, that usually the word Hakafa is to surround something. Over here, it's not a question of surrounding, it's a question of being next to each other. The mehefsek karmelis, mefreshi mehadari. There's going to be karmelis in between the two of them, and when they spread apart, the language of Rashi is a little bit difficult, as written. Probably somebody changes the girsa. V'anam akvina lo begemor v'shasvinas shal shnei bnei adam. The issue, the Mor says, was that the ownership was two different people. By the area of metaltham is the zone, therefore, they're allowed to carry from one boat to the other through the vehicle of Enrubi Chatzeris. And he'll keep me for she made of caramelist bottle area. And therefore, when the caramelist separates and they spread out, so the area becomes bottle. As long as you have some type of a gesher, which would allow you the two of them to go from one to the other, you have a cellbeak and epic sitter connected. You have some type of a plank.
Just step from one to the other, I mean, the gap can be this big.
Right, so then you know, whatever it is, but if you're able to get from one to the other, that's not a problem. Okay. Itmar, Zot Gemara, Svino. Person's on a boat, and would need to get water. Let's say start for argument's sake. We're in a freshwater lake. And you want to get water from the water on the Shabbos. Rav Huna Omer Matzian Himenu Ziv Kol Shehu Ziz Kol Shehu. You put out a ledge. It doesn't have to have a certain height to it, just a ledge. Mamale and you allow to fill. You're allowed to fill up the water from there. Reb Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna Omar Oisim Mokem Arbo'o. You have to make it that it has to be that it's four tefachim by four tefachim, and it has, it says, Rashi says, it has some mechitza level. Umamale, and that's how you're allowed to then get the water, and you would then raise the water up through a hole through the middle of this thing.
That's
okay. So Rav Huna Omar Moitzi Hamenu Ziz Kol Shehu Umamale. So Rav Huna says that you can just stick some out and draw water. Why? Because of the Carmelis Me'ara Mashkinun, the Carmelis of the Yam is measured from the floor of the Yam. Therefore, Vavira Makam Patur, anything above 10 Tvachim is considered Makam Patur. So, hey, drawing water from Makam Patur to the Shrusa Yachid is not a problem. Really, you shouldn't even need a Ziz. Like, just go straight to the side of your ship and pull it out. The person should have some type of a. Remember that you can't do this in a regular Carmelis. Out in your Rishos Yochid, next to your Carmelis of the field. Yeah. That's That's how Rav Huna holds. Rav Chista v'Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rav Chista and Rav Huna's son, Amri Oysam Mokim Arboa Umamali, they have to make of this area 4x4, do it through it, Kisavar, Carmelis Misas Maya Mashkina. You measure the 10 Tvachim of the Carmelis from the water. Because Maya is Ara Smichta, we for this purpose we count the water as if that would be like full of ground. That would be thick. You know, that would be the level of the ground. Therefore, Ilay Oven Makam Arboa Kamatalta Mikarmelis Vishasayachid. So we don't make this Makam, which is Arboa, and we're going to see what we're going to use. We're going to use the Din of Good Achas Machitza. That one of the halachos, the Moshe Mistina, we had it back in Sukkah. I don't remember if you were here for another Sukkah. Don't take it in personal. You were here for Sukkah. You were here for, no, also not. Okay. Anyway, so there's a concept called Kud Achaz Mechitza. Mechitza, halacha Moshe Mistina, we can extend, once we have a Mechitza, we can extend it down to the ground. So if there be Mechitza, something which is some level of Mechitza over here, some wall, we'll extend it down to the ground so you have. The Rosh Hashanah is extending down to the ground. That being so, you're drawing from the Rosh Hashanah, not from a Carmelis.
When they say extended out, are you saying extended out before Shabbat or on Shabbat?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I assume before Shabbos, but I don't know. Because Eliyahu and Mokem Rabbo come and tell them in Carmelis Yishu Seyochid, it's a problem. Amal Rav Nachman, the Rabbi Baravua, so Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Baravua, which is somebody else, he asked him the following question. Ula Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, the Amr Moitzi Hamen Aziz Kosher, whom Amalei, why aren't we worried about Zimin Deleka Asora? Maybe the it's an extremely shallow lake, and there's not 10 tefachim from the ground up to the top of the to where you're drawing the water from. And you stick your bucket in a little bit, and you, by the time where you're pulling from, it might be within 10 tefachim of the ground. So then you're actually carrying from the carmelis, which is down there, up to the boat, which is the Rosh Hashanah. In general, we can assume that the boats don't like to travel within water which is that low that they're within 10 tefachim off the ground. That's the safest place for your boat to go when your boat gets stuck. For the Rakasha of Morsha Islay, even though the back of the boat is traveling an area which is deeper, sometimes the bow of the boat, prow, thank you, of the boat, that's higher up, and we're not worried about that getting stuck, and that might be extending over an area which is within 10 tefachim of the grounds. So Amarav, Safra, Kshushe, Ozlikamo, they would have, they didn't want that the prow of the boat to be in such an area either, because if the prow of the boat is there, very shortly thereafter, the back of the boat is going to be there also. I mean, we don't want that. So they would have Geshushi. I'm not sure exactly how Geshushis work. Rashi says Geshushi was that there was people with rods who were measuring the depth of the water. Yeah. And they would, so does it mean that there was, I guess, if they were traveling in these lakes where you did have that or hot concern, there was somebody who stood by the prow of the boat with this long thing, that was part of the way he said to, okay, I'm not sure exactly but it looks like, but I guess okay, so that's according to Rav Huna. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok L'Rav Chiya Bar Oven. So then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok asked Rav Chiya Bar Oven, Rav Chista L'Rav Rav Huna, according to Rav Chista and Rav Bar Rav Huna, so you make this area which is 4x4 and you draw the water up. Where do they throw out the the shofkin, which they have to throw out, Rashi says, the water which they use to wash, the, wash for washing, etc. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me the shadal hu ba'osim, you'd use that same opening, me'isilei. So that's, you can't throw it out through that opening because that'll make it dirty, and then you, when you draw the water through there, it's not going to be necessarily so clean, so that's not going to work. Theoretically, you can make another one, right? And use one for the fresh, bring in one, one for throwing out. But the Morse says you don't even have to do that. Versus the shuttle who adopted the Svina. You throw it, you pour it onto the side of the ship, and then they flow down the side of the ship into the water. For the Markashav, but that's flowing, it's like it's his kayak doing it. So Moran says, Kaycha Bekarmelis Lo Gozru. If he didn't throw it directly, he put it, he poured it here on the side of the thing, and then it moved, you know, I guess, as I said, even if you'll say a picture that the ship bows out, and then it bows in, he pours it here, but it's going to go down. So Moran says, it has to have a point where it's like you could say that it landed there. It's like, you know, this thing is like totally vertical. I'm not sure that's called kaychay. You know, it's, when we call, that's called directly. The Gemara says kaychay b'karmel is l'gazu. Menot temra. How do I know that kaychay b'karmel is l'gazu? The Tanya svino emetaltan lo mitaychay liyam lo miyam l'taychay. So that's, you know, comes under Yehuda. Yehuda Omer. Amuka, if the svina is asara, the svina is 10 tefachim deep. Ve'en gavoya asara, and the edge of the top of the ship is not 10 tefachim off of the ground. It's a very low, the lying ship. Mitalta misoicha liyam, avoloi mina yam lisoicha. You could pour out, you could take things out of the from the, them into the yam, from the shesiyachid into the carmelos, but not vice versa. Furthermore, kasha ma'ishno min yam l'seicho d'loy. What's the difference? Min yam, taking from the yam into inside of it, it's no good. Why do come a taltalin in carmelos to shesiyachid? You're taking from the yam, which is the carmelos, to the ship, which is the shesiyachid. So if that's true, mitaychal yam nami kumatal to mishal siyachal. The carmelus is going from the ship into the water. Is going to be the exact, just going to be the same problem. You're going from mishal siyachal, going from mishal siyachal to carmelus. So how is it going to be mutter? So elolah, the only way you can understand Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is achuda. You put the item over here, being the example which we're talking about over here was water, but we put the item on the chuda on the edge of it, and then it falls down by itself. Even though it's considered kaychay, it's obviously clearly going to happen. So he's setting that emotion. That's kaychay. It's not a direct act, but it's kaychay. Shamino kaychay bekarmel is l'gozru. Shamino. So apparently we're not concerned with Chazal did not ask for kaychay. The caramel, it wasn't done directly.
You talked about Zorik.
Zorik
is cocoa.
Zorik over here is considered as, well, it's Zorik for the purpose of this Gemara's usage of the word kochoi. I'm not saying as opposed to other Gemara's, you'll use it differently. Zorik would be considered him doing it directly.
Right.
Now, it is kochoi. The phrase kochoi is used in regards to, you know, in Hilchus, Makas, throwing something is called Kaychai, as opposed to Gufai. Over here, it's not using the word Kaychai versus Gufai, it's using Kaychai as the first, it's an action which is him doing it, or something which is, he's setting something in motion, and the rest of it is something else taking over and finishing it.
Go from the carcass from the water into the Rishusayach, back into that low-lying boat. Why? That's the part I'm confused with there.
So that's us, sir.
Why?
Because you can't, you don't have to carry from a carbalist to Rishusayach.
So that's clear. So
That's our Mishnah.
So how do they reverse it around and say it's okay to go from this low lying boat?
The answer was a case where he didn't. You can't pull up indirectly, but you could throw out indirectly. You could put it here, and then it falls down. See Rashi on Kufa Mabez. Svina Hamafarish Pesina B'yam. A person's out there in the boat. So much as he's called Shahu, definitely Svina extends out some type of ledge. Alamaim over the water. The Hekar Balmakan Farish also, which is just as a Hekar. Then he pulls up the water from the Svina into the Yam, from the Yam into the Svina. This is a Mokum Arbo, Chalal Dalad, and it has to have an area contained the 4x4 inside Mokum Mechitzes with the walls around it, Tanis, small ones. That's the more is going to discuss this idea in Kufal from Manalev. Even though it's not touching the ground, it's hanging in the air. Chazal were makel by Mayim that Mechitza Tzuluya is sufficient. And the more we'll discuss that on Kufal from Manalev. Karmelis Me'ara Mashkinen, you measure it from the ground. Yud Shal Avrish and also Chachamel Isser Karmelis. The Karmelis only extends up to 10 Tvachim high. We read in Parakama, like we said in Parakama, but the verses on Yud, the Karmelis extends up to the height of Yud, 10th Vachim. So Mekarkis Hayam Hashkinu Luhu, we measure that from the floor of the Yam. Virashu Lamala Min Yud, and the waters, the air, whatever's above that. Filu Hain Mayim, even though it's full of water, Havi Makam Tur, Sin Makam Tur, Hilgo Betere Kashoko Luchatkila. You're allowed to take from the Makam Tur, Tushin Siyachal Luchatkila. So there's no problem at all of taking the water. And the only reason why we have to have diseases, Lehebe Leha Kera, Le Karmelis Kimura. We want to remind them that you can't just do this in a real Karmelis. Aras Mikhtahi, they hold that it's like, Buchal Mayim Karmelis Hain. So the water is all considered part of the floor of the Karmelis, and they measure the floor of the Karmelis from the top of the water and up. Smichta means of, it's like a thicker, it thickens, it's equivalent of ground. Excuse me. The Morasa Kasha, according to Rav Huna, which is Matar, with the Z's Koshu, Zimun de Ileka b'mayim amuka asara, Zimun shall have Mumpi 10 Tvachim deep. Even though you measure from the ground, it's still a Karmelis. So here ain't Svinu Malachis, the Cholecha, the Tanya Svinu, well, the Tanya Reva is Gedolahi. So there's different languages, different sizes of boats. Svinu is a larger boat, which would not go into such an area which is so shallow. Vermorsha Islaker Svinu. Rosha Svinu. So it's telling you, practically, it can't travel there. It doesn't travel when it's that low. So Morris says that's true, but based on just being practical, the prow of the boat might go there without realizing. The prow gathers height above the from off the above the water. So if it would go there, if you go lower, what's going to happen is it's going to be Goshesh. Goshesh is to ground, but over that, if just the prow goes, it won't be Goshesh, it won't ground from that. Can I go to some Mokum and tell to Mekarmas Rishon Siyachid? The person who will raise water there is taken from the Karmas Rishon Siyachid, less than 10 Tvachim. So Moran says Kshushi also come up, but the other Mamash Rishon Mekloinsus Es Emekamayim. People who are measuring the depth of the water, they don't let the ship go to that spot. Only then let the ship go in deeper areas. Because we're afraid if they don't do that, they say, "Well, I'll just be careful. It'll go a little bit quicker than you expected, and it'll end up grounding." So Mokum Dalit. So they said you make this Mokum Marba. I'm gonna call Mayim. They hold Mayim as Karmelis Hain. So then Shafkan the day, Mayim Roim Kigun Rechitzes Kursus of Koras, that we use to wash out the utensils. What do you do with that? Some verse says you throw it out the same hole, Meisile, Hamayim Shimal Shub Derek Osim Mokum. The people will then find the water which you draw up through that hole, they find that to be disgusting. Because it went through that dirt, the filth there. The Shadalahu Bil Kamakam Shiyirtsam, Al Defne Asimina, you put it anywhere you want onto the wall of the ship. Then you remind them, then they go down to the water themselves. He didn't throw it directly into the yam. It's his action which is bringing it into the water. So he says, you know, there weren't guys in that. How do we know? So Yehuda said, the ship is 10 tefachim deep inside of it, so the ship is a Rishus Yachid. Vein Gavoya Swasim in Amayim, Swasim Yud min Amayim, but the rim of the ship is the boat is not 10 tefachim off the ground. Again, Shem Shukas, but Mayim Mekabit Masal, it's weighted down from the weight of the merchandise which is inside of it, the items are inside of it. So we keep weighing it down very, very, very low. So Natalta Mitechel Yam, you can take items out of this Svina into the Yam, Derek Techel over to the, they're putting on the walls, Kagan Shevchim, Kanfarashim Ozel, the Kerecha Bekarmelis of Gozu. There is a way to get the items out of the ship by putting on the deck and letting it roll down. But there's no way of eliminating yam the seichel. You can't take from the yam to it. Then tashmish min yam the seichel. There to find there's no way to do that without a direct act. There's no way to take from the yam inside of it just by letting the thing climb up. Well, let the thing climb up the walls by itself. That doesn't exist, obviously. Shemimale v'yashach al the fathers. Yer the karkir sasvina. If you gather the water, throw it onto the walls, it'll just roll down again. Now, okay. V'hachin nokad amuka yud. Why is it important to say that this ship was 10 tefachim deep? The ena amuka yud. He kufa karmelus, because of the ship itself, the boat itself is not 10 tefachim deep. So what is it? It's 4x4. There's a human being sitting in it. Right? So it's 4x4, but it's not 10 deep. It's a caramelus. So then you would have the water as a caramelus, and the boat as a caramelus. So he go for caramelus, and metaltal lahedya, you would be able to then take from the yam, which is the caramelus, into the boat, which is the caramelus, directly, without any other meats. That's why Yehuda stressed that the ship was 10 tefachim, itself was 10 tefachim deep inside. Correct. Then Ben Gavoya, then it said, but it wasn't 10 tefachim off of the ground. Nami. What's this over here? Tafka Noka, it's simply discussed the case where it wasn't 10 tefachim off the ground, the top of the water. So we discussed, the Rehuda's case was, Amuka Asara in itself was 10 tefachim deep. Ben Gavoya Asara, it wasn't 10 tefachim, it was less than 10 tefachim off the height of the water. Why does he discuss that? The Gevoya Yod, if it had been 10 tefachim off the ground, you would have a way to carry from the yam into the ship. The Mekarmelis, the Rosh Hashanah, the Mekarmelis, the Rosh Hashanah, the so Rashi is touching that he's going to get like the opinion of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said that if there's this gap of 10 tefachim between Rav Huna is saying a kula. Even if you tell me the water is a caramelus, But since the area where he's going to is above 10 tefachim, so to get from the Carmelist to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're going to have to carry it above up 10 tefachim, which is still Carmelist, above 10 tefachim, and then inside. So you're going to be carrying from a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah Yochid through a Malkum Patur. So he's going to be Makel on that. He holds Mutal Taltim in a Yam, Zerchot, and a Carmelist, Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Derech Malkum Patur, Kama Taltim. He's carrying through the Malkum Patur. He's going to have his hand above 10 tefachim off the ground. If a person would take from the Shusha Rabbin to the Shusha Yachad through the Makkah Batur, he's Chayiv. Karmas Midr Abonon, he below Gosser. Yehuda says, but the Karmas on the Abonon, they weren't Gosser. Allah, but you have to assume the case why. From it out is mutter is a case of chud. Shevch mal chuda, you put it onto the peak of the boat, or the peak of the side of the boat. And yardim derech tifaseliyam, and it goes down by itself through the, on the defanis, on the walls. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Hana Bitzosa Demesha. This was a type of a ship which went in the area called Meshan, or it was either made in Meshan or traveling in Meshan. Okay, Rashi explains that these are small ships, and they come down to a point on the bottom. They're not flat bottom, but they're come down to a point which, you know, we picture a ship. And they're small. So the question is, what status do they have inside? Well, it has to have, let's say, 4x4, 10 high. So it's possible in these things, we do not consider them to be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Morrison is going to qualify that.
Because it's mostly down into the water, mostly.
No, because since it comes to a point, and it's a narrow type of a boat, like a canoe or something like that, so you don't have 10x4.
You don't have the inside space.
Right, so it's not just a yachid. So then we deal with it, not as a Malkum Patur, we deal with it as like... as if it's just part of the water, which is the Carmelist. So you have a limit of it within, inside this thing, you can't carry more than 4 amos.
Do you deal with it as if it's the same Carmelist or a separate Carmelist?
Same. It's a long, narrow boat. So you can't transport something more than 4 amos inside of the boat. This halacha that we say that it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, Ela She'en B'pachos Mishloisha Arbo'a. So what's our issue? Issue is that the Mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high and 4x4. 4x4 and 10 high. Over here, it comes to this curve on the bottom. But let's say, as it curves, so... it's from its point as it curves out. By the time you went 3 tefachim high, you expanded 4 tefachim wide. So that's already considered like a lava type of an idea. So we consider as if the whole thing was 4 tefachim, that whole area was 4 tefachim wide.
Yeah.
That point downward. So that if you have enough above that, so you're going to have your shear to have 10 tefachim. Less than ball, that's not a problem anymore. Then it says the second halacha, the malino kani verboni less than ball. Um, if you would fill up the boat, the bottom part of the boat, with sticks or and a rubber willow branches or vani, so then it's not a problem. I wasn't able to figure from Rashi exactly what the how you're solving your problem. By doing this,
you're filling up the thin part on the bottom. You're raising the floor level up to the port where it's wider.
Right, but then you're losing height.
You're losing height, yeah.
No, I think I cop. Okay, so we'll see later on. There's a halacha. Let's say we had in the first parak. We're going to discuss if you have a pole and then you have a platform.
Right.
Traska we had in the first parak. And has walls. We count. We say gudachas and we count it as if it's. So Rashi says over here, we don't say that because since the walls are actually there and the walls are coming together, we can't pretend there's another wall. But let's say I can certain negate, the thing which I was saying, you create. So I ignore the bottom part of the mechitza in a certain sense. It becomes now the floor. So that's okay. So then I look, okay, well, you have mechitzas five tefachim deep at the width of four. So we say gurachas and we consider as if it went down 10. Because I can ignore the bottom part of the boat in a certain sense.
So if it's triangular, just to simplify,
right.
By filling in the triangle,
right.
We're saying we can then project downward.
We can project downwards the wall, that area, so you have, you fill in the triangle, you have a little bit of space above that, so that's, three tefachim, and then we'll say, make it as if it was 10 tefachim through good achas mechitza. But you can't do that if the mechitzas are there normally, because the mechitzas are pulling it in and not letting it be 10 tefachim deep. But over here, since you filled in that area and you're not functioning with that area to some extent, so we say as if you, we can ignore that.
And even though it's removable, as is the case here, that's not a problem.
Correct. So, Masu Lo Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asks on this halacha, b'lema good achas mechitza, why don't we say good achas mechitza? So why don't you look at the higher part of it, the upper, which is wide enough? They were saying it was four tefachim wide at the higher part of it, as opposed to the lower part of it. So I want to correct that. The person was sitting in it, so at some point it was four tefachim wide. So when you say good achas mechitza on that part down to the ground, mi lo itanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Eimer, no, it's kind of brishus rabim brishus traskel. Person puts a pole in brishus rabim. On the top there is a basket, so it has walls to it, and it's 4x4. The zark when nachal gabov, a sky, a person throws in brishus rabim onto the basket. It's called Rishas Yachid, even though that basket was not 10 tefachim deep. But we say good achas mechitza as if the walls of the basket extended down and that you have 10 tefachim. So Hanami, name a good achas mechitza. So why don't you say good achas mechitza? So Maskel Law Rav Yosef. The Moor says that Rav Yosef had a response back to that. V'loy shemir lohu loha d'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Didn't you hear what Rav Yehuda Rav said? And some are inclined to say that it was Rav Chiya that was the one who said it, that Rav said it in the name of Rav Chiya. Rav was a nephew of Rav Chiya. So it wasn't Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chiya. That they say, B'tani Allah, B'chacham in Poitra. So, why are you asking me from Rav Yisrael Yehuda, which says, Chayiv, and say, why don't you say something over here? Well, aren't you aware of the fact that the Chachamim say you're potter? So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya is back to Rav Yosef. Va'at lo'tisbara. You don't hold that we do say Gurachas Mechit in such a case. You don't hold of that? Vatanya, didn't we learn? Amar Rishas Rabim, Kavoy Asar Barachab Dalit. Vain Be'ikra Dalit. You have an Amad which is 10 Tvachim high. It's 4 Tvachim wide. But down below, by the bottom part of the Amad, it's not 4 Tvachim wide. V'yesh Rekata Shaloi Gimel. And the narrow part is even if it's 3 Tvachim, there's not even low, but it's more than the narrow part is 3 high. Mizarak V'nachal Gabav Eschayiv. And we say that if it lands on top of it, it's Chayiv. So Alma Marina Gurachas Machitza, you say Gurachas Machitza, so Achinamin Gurachas Machitza, say Gurachas Machitza.
Why not place on top?
I don't know. In the case of the Traskel, the point was it was fairly high. In the case of this over here, this Umud, I don't know. Might discuss this, unless it's just like a Hemsik of the Traskel case. So, whether they discuss Zurich, I don't know.
But in general, there's no is there a difference between throwing and placing? At the part of the wind stopping its movement, let's put that aside.
In general, not. Just maybe, like what we had before this idea that if a person is actually carrying it, it can be more chomer because. We look at where the idea of the case where it's traveling above 10 tefachim, but if he's holding it above 10 tefachim, it's never a problem because his feet are on the rishus. But there is a din of zara. That's where you'd have your differences. But otherwise, the average case, not. So Meteor versus, what's this comparison? Why do we discuss this? Hosam habali mechitza shagazim boikim bo. And this is still, I'm sorry, this is still a Abaya talking. So he
that sacred zera in the other room was, if we decided it was a problem, Parshas Noach, it's fixed.
I know. What the regular sacred zera of the yeshiva?
Yeah.
That was fixed.
Yeah, it's fixed.
The third one, well, I don't know. So Rashi learns it's still a Abaya talking that so the case of the Omer is Chayiv. In the case of the Traskel is Potter. So you're saying, we asked him the case of the boat from the case of Traskel and Yechayim. So you're saying, what are you wasting my time? The Chum said, you're Potter in that case. So Bai says, but there's a case of the Omud that everybody holds Chayim. So what are you forced to say? You're forced to say that the case of the Traskel, you just have a pole. And you have, so you're going to say Gurachas Mechitza. But you're going to have this halachic virtual reality of a mechitza, but it's a mechitza which everything can walk through. That's not a mechitza. Whereas the case of the omud, where it's basically just, there's an item there which has substance to it, it's just it's not wide enough, nothing can break. So then you would say, Gurach is mechitza, and nothing can really walk through there because there's this big omud there. Right? So it would be functional as a mechitza. So, Harbal Mechitza Shagdim Boykim Bo, Hachay Harbal Mechitza Shayna Gadim Boykim Bo, Gadim are the young goat, the kids. Would they be able to go through there? Now, that phrase is used because the case where you have it, where it's even very slow, they can slither through. We had before that at any height. So, but we're borrowing that idea. So the case of the Traskel, the case of the Omer are not comparable. So, But Abaya held is holding, but the case of the ship, where there ain't no Gideon going through there, is similar to the case of the Amud, not to the case of the Traskel. So everybody holds your Chayiv, so why do you say good Achas Mechitza? So we're still left with the question. That's what Abai is saying. Let's say it's mounted in the middle, but since it's just a pole, the animals can walk through there.
So if it's still mounted in the middle, then we end up with a question of how much there does it have to be until
where does it change from being a kana to being an amud? I don't know.
If it's mounted on the side, we get around that. We don't have that question.
I understand. Okay. So Amalei Rav Acha Brei the Rav Acha the Rav Ashi. Can we see the Rabbi? Dogim. You don't have Gedeon, but you have Dogim. Just switch the letters around, right? So Amalei Bekias Dogim Lo Shmei Bekia. The fact that fish, which can break through that virtual mechitza, doesn't. It's not considered that the mechitza has been affected, because we don't actively see that act of them breaking through. It's not, they're under the water. Whereas over here, by the animal, above the ground, so we would be able to see that, so you can't give it a din of a mechitza if it's visibly not functioning as a mechitza. Okay. Well, the case over here was the ship.
Yes.
With the boat, so it's
virtual.
It's, but the bottom part is in the water, but you're counting it as if it went straight down. Menot Tamer, where do I see that this idea of Bekiyas Dogim Loshme Bekiyah? The Boimene Rebbe Tavla Me Ravin. Rebbe Tavla asked Ravin, Mechitza Tluya Mao Shatata Bechurva. So, well, hanging a Mechitza, which, I mean, basically, there's a Mechitza up there, and then there's a space. When you say good achis, and now we allow you to carry from below that area. In the case of a churva, actually, the churva is just a case where there's been an area which has been destroyed. Sometimes you'll have that the lower part of the building is not complete, but the upper part is complete. So you'll have a mechitza up on top, but not below. A mechitza which is above the ground, it's hanging in the air, is not matter because things go below it. It's only matter ella b'mayim. It's only matter by water. Kalu shekila chachamim b'mayim, chachamim remeka by mayim, that we ignore, whereas over here we have things going back and forth, so it's not acceptable. By mayim they remeka. By mayim, we can bekiyas dogim. But what about the fact that there's bekiyas dogim? We're not worried about the bekiyah of the dogim, that the dogim are breaking through our virtual wall, and that's not a problem. Okay, wow. Let's see Rashi. Oh, man. It's late. Beitzosa, Svinas, Ketanis, Bektsoris, Milamata. They're small and they're narrow. Akechudas, they come down to almost to a point. There's a current koita. They don't have four width down below. We don't count the walls as a mechitza. It's only a problem with when it's extended three tvachim up from the bottom, it still hasn't expanded to four. Why? Even though in the wider part up above it's yud, Gaiva, it has 10 high, so forget about the bottom. But over here, where it's wide enough, it's high enough. Lo mystery, the kinnat ha'toyres la mechitzin nino habalei tzluya. So it won't be mutter because, I said before, because it comes together. Rashi said I'm wrong, because even though that's so, but since you deal with the whole boat, and so the upper part of the boat is has walls, but we look at the bottom part of the boat as if the mechitzas are hanging in the air, which the mechitzas tluya is not acceptable. And that's talking about inside, not vis-a-vis the water, but inside itself. In itself, a mechitzas tluya doesn't work. Within three from there, it's four. So that's as if it's not a mechitzas tluya. Shashali bil gimel rechivu dalav. By the time it rose up three from the bottom, it expanded to four. Reikan hankamisha krikyosin erla adkan mechitzisayin mechitzis. So it's like the we look at it as if the floor has risen and it's wide enough. If you fill it up with a ravani a rabadaka, vimalino and makam rechavan rank sheris latatal im yesh misvas reichwan lamata malayut. If it has 10 above that, so the fact that we fill in the bottom part, we ignore the bottom part. That's not part of your function. That's all Rashi's here. Lema gudach is.